Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Shan. How may I help you?
Yes, what I was actually calling about, I noticed some charges on my account that I don't know where they have come from, and I was given this number to call and speak to y'all about it.
Right, I'd be more than happy to look into that for you. Might I start by getting your zip code?
Yes, it'd be 72160.
You said 72160?
Yes, ma'am.
Your first and last name?
Michaela Morrow.
And can you spell out your first and last name for me, Ms. Morrow?
Yes, ma'am. My first name it'll be MIKAY. LIA, and the last name will be MORROW.
Thank you. Just allow me one moment. Okay, so just give me one moment. I'm just trying to pull up some information. Can you verify your address for me?
1538 East 10th Extension and Stuckart, Arkansas, 72160.
The account that we had up under your information was an account that was closed in November for a drone where you paid shipping and handling for it of $8.25. We don't have any other accounts up under that information you provided me with.
That's what I'm trying to figure out and everything. On that is like, and I never did. As like, I remember doing a thing on Facebook to win a drone, but I haven't gotten anything.
You said that you didn't went receive the drone.
Y'all be quiet.
Okay. Say that again, ma'am.
Said that you didn't win. I meant receive the drone.
What happened here? Okay. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Sorry, the sound cut out for a little bit. What did you say again?
You said that you didn't receive it.
No, ma'am. I did like a Facebook giveaway thing for a drone, but we haven't got anything in the mail for it.
Okay, let me just check and see something here because it's shown here that, let me see.
I got a little robot vacuum in the other day, but that was for something completely different.
No, this account has been closed. It actually like it's been closed since since November. And it was for the drone, but let me see, was you actually even
Yeah, like
charged for it?
eight, I think you're supposed to be like $8 or $9 for shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am, it was $8.25.
No, we haven't gotten anything. I said the only thing I got in the mail recently was a little one of them smart robot sweepers.
Okay, just allow me one moment. Let me see if there's anything we can do for you. My place on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold.
That's fine.
All right.
Daddy missed something on our electric meter. Looks like an error code.
I'll get a hold of him too. You're off the toast. Not right now.
I just want you to know I'm still here, Ms. Myra. I'm still taking a look into this information, so just bear with me.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's still my sister. But she's a human being.
Okay, so I thanks for patiently holding this, tomorrow. So I see here that the shipping and handling fee was $8.25, but that payment actually declined. That's the reason why you didn't receive that product.
Okay, so what did I do about the extra charges that showed up, I think, 2 or 3 days ago for 30-something?
The information that you provided me with is not putting up in any account, any active account that you're being charged off of. There may be another company in regards to that.
Okay, because it's like when I called my bank, they just told me to call this number and talk to y'all.
All right, can any account be up under anyone else's name?
No, it should just be mine because everything's connected to the same thing, like my name, my address, my email.
Yeah, so could I try looking up the account with your zip code, the phone number that you're calling from, and I searched the system with your actual name, and the only account that I was able to locate was a closed account for that drone, but it's not pulling up any active account. Now I can try, let me see here. Let me see if I can try your email address. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. I did have a charge. It was $34.99 that came out. It was either 2 or 3 days ago.
What, no? Yeah, let me see. What's your email address? Let me just see here.
Everything is lowercase. It should be mmikaylia@gmail.com.
You say mmikaylia?
Yes, ma'am. @gmail.
Yeah. The only account that we have in our system is that closed account that was closed back in November. That might be another company. The only other way that we can try to locate anything in our system is by taking the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of your card number that was used.
I don't even know. Back in November, they switched our banks over, and we just got new cards in this month.
Yeah.
I don't have a card anymore.
Yeah, so that would be the only other way, but as of right now, I'm not able to pull up any information in the system in regards of what you provided me with. As I did inform you, it might be another company that may be trying to charge you for something else.
Okay, and how do I find that out?
Mal?
How can I find that out? Is there something else I need to do to try to find that out with?
The only thing I can advise you to do is try to contact your bank to, you know, see. But unfortunately, on our end, there's no way that we can see, like, what you're being charged from another company.
Okay. Right. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support. Please enjoy the remainder of your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.